This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good morning. I'm Alex Degman in for Adora Namigade, and this is The Rundown. No action was taken concerning Chicago Schools Chief Pedro Martinez's job at last night's Board of Education meeting. But as my colleague Sarah Karp tells us, there were still fireworks, with some people siding with Martinez and others saying he should go.
Former board member Dwayne Truss said Martinez is doing a good job and criticized the teachers' union for trying to push him out.
The Fox want to manage the hen house instead of doing what's best for our children. You mess with my 11 grandbabies, I'm there, like somebody
Alderman
told me
Brian Sigto Lopez said Martinez should be held accountable for a lack of staffing in schools.
I am here for my community, and I will be fighting for our kids. And if the CEO doesn't change, I will demand his resignation. Si se puede.
The board president said personnel matters won't be discussed in public. Sarah Karp, WBEZ News.
The Chicago Police Department says it quit using ShotSpotter on Monday. But two city council committees went ahead with another hearing about the gunshot detection technology yesterday. University of Chicago sociologist Robert Vargas pointed out that the sales pitch for ShotSpotter has changed. It used to be about reducing crime.
When studies came out indicated this wasn't true, the company moved the goalposts, claiming it reduced response times. And when that, too, was disproven, the company shifted its argument again, saying ShotSpotter now saves lives and that opposing it means opposing life-saving interventions.
Now, the city is looking for new technology to detect violent crime. A request to vendor says, unlike ShotSpotter, it has to cover the entire city and include a tool for community members to assist the police. A federal judge in Chicago is weighing whether the notorious leader of the Gangster Disciples should have another chance at freedom. At a hearing yesterday, an attorney for Larry Hoover told Judge John Blakey that the former kingpin is reformed and remorseful. Sun-Times reporter John Seidel was in the courtroom.
Actually, the most dramatic moment wound up being when Judge Blakey decided to challenge Hoover's defense attorney about the violence in his past. Specifically, the judge asked point blank, how many murders did he cause? And put the defense attorney on the spot there. I don't think she was ready for that question.
Hoover is asking for a reconsideration of his life sentence. A ruling won't come until next month at the earliest. The band Bookwagon is coming to the Chicago Public Library's Woodson Regional Library today at 10. The publishing company Penguin Random House started the tour last year to spread information about book bans and improve access to challenged titles. Alyssa Taylor of Penguin Random House says people working on the wagon will hand out free copies of banned or challenged books, like I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings by Maya Angelou, while supplies last.
There's also a tent outside of the wagon. We have materials from Unite Against Book Bans, Authors Against Book Bans, stickers from Little Free Libraries, postcards, things like that. Just a ton of materials where you can learn more.
Woodson Regional Library will also have programming while the wagon is on site, including banned book Jeopardy and a photo booth. Chicago is one of nine stops the wagon is making across the country. Here are some other quick things you need to know about today. Palestine Legal is filing a federal civil rights complaint against the University of Chicago for alleged anti-Palestinian racism. The group says members of UChicago United for Palestine have endured anti-Arab and Islamophobic harassment on campus throughout the past year, as well as discriminatory treatment by the school. They accuse UChicago leaders of failing to prevent or respond to the harassment, which they say has included physical assaults and doxing. University officials say they value students of all backgrounds and take allegations of harassment and discrimination seriously. Enrollment in Chicago public schools rose for the second year in a row to a little more than 324,000 students. That's according to preliminary data released by school officials last night. The enrollment growth is fueled by newly enrolling migrant students. It represents an unexpected turnaround after more than a decade of declining student population. The Chicago Sky have fired coach Teresa Weatherspoon after one season, report said Thursday. The Chicago Sun-Times and Chicago Tribune both citing unidentified sources yesterday. The Sky did not immediately return a message sent by the AP seeking confirmation of those reports. Chicago finished the season 13-27 and missed the playoffs for the first time since 2018, despite drafting star rookies Angel Reese and Camila Cardoso. The next coach will be the team's fourth since the Sky won the WNBA championship in 2021. Mostly cloudy our forecast today with a high near 72. Wind gusts reaching as high as 40 miles an hour with the remnants of Helene in the area. Rain likely tomorrow too with a high near 70. I'm Alex Degman. Thanks for listening.